Okay, today is Halacha Talk. We're coming up to the 9 days, and I think pretty much everybody's aware that it's also to wear laundered clothing during the 9 days. Laundered clothing, freshly laundered clothing, using laundered sheets, using laundered tablecloths, using laundered towels. That's all usur to use during the 9 days. Now there's a minhag, people, what do people do? We can't go for 9 days like that, especially not in the summer with the heat, everything else. So people put on clothing before the 9 days, and it takes off the freshly laundered look and feel. So you put on a shirt, let's say, or pants, or a jacket, if it's dry cleaned. Now, how much do you have to wear it for? There's no answer. You have to wear it till it takes off that fresh feel, that fresh look from the shirt or from the pants or from the jacket. So if you want me to say, okay, a shirt is an hour and a jacket is 2 days and a pants is 16 hours. So I'm not going to say that. So it depends when the newness and freshness is off. There are some poskim who suggest throwing it on the floor, messing it up, and you don't necessarily have to wear it. That you could do during the 9 days. You don't have to do that before the 9 days. You do that during the 9 days. That's, unless you do a really good job of messing it up, it's probably not going to be good enough. I mean, that's b'di'evit. You know, you really have to, like, get it dirty for that to work. Okay, so the poskim say that's a second choice if you couldn't or didn't do it before. It's like a b'di'evit, so to speak. I mean, if you do a really good job, it's not b'di'evit. Like, if you can't tell if it was laundered, so. Okay. Now, I want to talk about underwear and socks. So there are makilim. There are poskim who are makil b'chlal. That doesn't matter. That can be laundered. Big day zayah, it's called. It doesn't have a chashivos. You don't have that gishmak of feeling that when your socks are laundered. Maybe you do. So that's the problem. So some places come on mekel, and some are machmir, and say you have to put it on before. It's interesting, you know, there's a pischei tshuva in Yeridei on Hilchos Avelos that is a source of achronim who say you could be mekel. There's a pischei tshuva in some mentioned peites and Hilchos Avelos that seems to say pretty much beferish, even for an ovel, even during Shiva, that if it's something like Big Day Zeya, and you know, so you could change it into laundered clothing. So that they bring down the Pischei Tshuva, but if you look at the Makor of the Pischei Tshuva, he brings down a Tshuva Sefer. The Pischei Tshuva brings down the Tshuva's Mari Basan. And if you look at the Mari Basan, he doesn't really say that completely. The Pischei Tshuva brings it down Bekitzer. But if you look at the full tshuva, he says that then it's mutter, he's talking about a novel, so he says then it's mutter for the obel to give it to someone else to wear for a few hours and take the freshness off, and then he can give it back to the obel to wear. That's really the totality of the tshuva sefer that the Pischei Tshuva quotes. So that's why it shows you a little of the danger of being soimach on a kitzur sfarim. I saw this in a kitzur sefer, by the way. No, it shows you the danger of learning from a kitzur sefer. You really should always look up the makor. If you look up a kitzur sefer and you really want to be soimach on it, you should always look up the makor. Afal pikein der on makilim, maybe not based on the Pischei Tshuva. There's makilim that in the 9 days you can be makil. If you want to be machmir, you'll put those things on as well. Rav Yashiv has said, he's quoted as saying that it really depends on the person. If you're an istanis and you just like, you know, the thought, whatever, so you can be soimich on the mekilim. But if you just feel you don't have time before the 9 days to do it, then maybe, I don't know, you have to make a decision. There's mekilim and machmirim, I can't really be machriya. Certainly it's, again, if you're thinking about the churban, it's good to be machmir. But if the churban is that you can't wear freshly laundered clothing, if that's the churban, I don't know.